95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Lab 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Well, good evening. Happy Thursday. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sandy, your certified health coach and lifestyle cheerleader. I'm here to cheer you on because health is so important. And if you've tuned in before and you're back again, then you are a frequent listener of the show, and we thank you for that. And if you're new here, just know that you're amongst friends and that this is a great place to hear inspiring stories, fresh ideas, and empowering conversations that will hopefully motivate you to change your path and start your own health journey with confidence. I want to go ahead and put out there our studio call-in line is 256-737-9505, and you're welcome to call and join the conversation. And wow, there's so much going on, especially this time of year, and we are entering into spring. And here in Coleman, we've had kind of a stressful week this week with some storms coming through that have really affected people's lives, and it's that adversity. And I know that one of my goals in life is to get to where when adversity strikes, I am at the best place possible to deal with that emotionally, physically, financially, all of the above, because it's not kind of if adversity is going to strike, but more of a matter of when. So, and that's what optimal health is all about. It's about being the best that we can be. And I know a lot of times I talk to people and they really want to chalk up their current existence and where they are in respects to their health and their life. They really kind of believed that it has to do with genetics, a lot of it. And although genetics does play a role, it is only about 30%, and we have 70% that we can really do something about. So if genetics is your situation and it has affected your state of health, then you have 70% of that you can change how you're eating. And that's going to be able to change how you feel and how you're living. If genetics are playing a role and you still have an opportunity to change 70% of your lifestyle habits. And lifestyle comes into play. Healthy eating is part of that, but a lot of times people kind of separate that out. But you still have control over how you sleep, how the quality and the quantity of your sleep is a big factor in our state of health, and how we move our body and how we don't move our body. And then also how we do respond to stress, and do we take time to relax? Do we have the spiritual time that we need? And then financially, are we stressed out because we're trying to make ends meet? Do we constantly struggle? Do we trade money for time or time for money? All of that stuff comes into play with where we are and then where we are in our health. So I just want to really encourage you. I mean, a lot of times it can be tough sometimes, because if we don't feel like we're sick and we have a good report from the doctor that we're not on medications and we don't have any illnesses, if we're not actively moving in a direction and doing all those healthy choices, even though that we don't may not be showing markers for those things, we still can be heading in a direction of ill health and disease. So it's just sometimes it's easy to be fooled that we are in a healthy state when we're actually just in a state of non-sickness. But my goal is to help everybody first awaken to knowing that health is a choice, and it's a choice that we have to make. And then meeting people where they're at. And sometimes it's just one small tweak that you have to make to start putting yourself on the path to getting a lot healthier and rather quickly. It's pretty surprising. I see things all the time that I am just completely amazed by when the body gets what it needs, when it just gets, even if it's just, it gets that extra hour of sleep that it needs, or it just gets the nutrition that it needs, or it gets to move. It's just the most amazing things can come from that. So I just want to encourage you, if that is something that you are struggling with making the decision and you don't know where to start, then please reach out, because that's what I'm here for. It is absolutely a passion of mine, and I would love to have that conversation. So my topic tonight, it could be a tough one, because it's something that would, oh my goodness, it would just help. I would love it if we could turn it around and turn it around quickly. But it has to do with childhood obesity. And we have new research that is out, and it suggests that the childhood obesity rates have seen their worst increase since 1999. And that's tough. That's a really hard thing, I think, to think about, because that's our future generations. And we're talking about children, the ages of 2 to 5. Those are the rates that have increased. And that is a really tough thing. I mean, people that are in my world already know what those numbers mean. It just definitely means that they're going to have a life of struggle. But for those of you that may be new, let me just kind of give you this little short version too. So that we know that obesity is a strong predictor for a wide range of health problems and diseases. And your risk of diabetes and heart disease increases exponentially, and that's just for an example, because there's so many other things that go along with obesity. And the likelihood of realizing your longevity potential of living a long, vibrant life is typically cut down early, especially when we start with obesity at such a young age. So if an individual battles from that time, from the age of 2 years old, the health challenges and consequences that they're going to face are likely going to come pretty early in life, and then they're going to come pretty often. And that is something that, gosh, there's just, it's just so unfair. It's so unfair to have somebody start their life like that and not even recognize that there's a difference. But when they have the maturity to realize that they have spent a lifetime building and living those habits of disease, if they're at a place that they even want to turn that around, they're going to have to undo decades of habit building lifestyle choices. And take it from me, I basically really started struggling when I was a teenager, and it's been tough even logically knowing what I need to do and knowing the steps that I need to take, it still has been very tough to turn that around. So experts suggest that the childhood obesity problem is complex and may be influenced by everything from, gosh, there's so many things, that, you know, the television commercials, to the school lunch programs, to the rise of food deserts, because that's an also a situation. And basically a food desert is places where an option for healthy grocery shopping, it's just not readily available. And there's a lot of places like that. I mean, there are stores even, you know, not too far out of our county here, even probably even within our county, where the nearest store probably doesn't even have a produce section. They've probably only got like frozen choices available and not a lot of vegetable choices in that. So these are really big challenges, to be sure. And the role that we play as role models for our children in our lives is also, it's so critically important. There's a lot of ways that we can help them. And, but just recognizing that it is a problem and that they do need help. And it's up to us adults and the grown-ups in their life not to, you know, not to shame them, not to make them feel bad. And the last thing we want to do, too, is to talk about diet and make them feel bad or make them focus on weight loss, especially at that such a young age. We don't want to do that at any age, but especially at such a young age. But it's just being able to help them to start to make the healthier choices. This whole topic is pretty near and dear to my heart. And it has a lot to do with the fact that growing up and being overweight and obese, it's not a fun way to experience life. I feel like it takes away the opportunity to become our best self, and we get to grow up with a lack of self-esteem. And, you know, when there's a lack of self-esteem based on our physical appearance, I can tell you firsthand, we end up not making the healthiest choices for our life, for sure. And when it's based on how we feel about ourselves, those choices definitely don't, they just aren't the strongest choices. I guess that's just the good way. That's probably the nicest way I could put it. So it would be absolutely fantastic if we could help the children in our worlds to grow up healthy and strong and with confidence and just the ability to make those good choices and have that be a habit to where they're like a robot and those are just automatic choices and they're not led by the habits that take them down a path of ill health. So when we come back, we are going to talk about how are we going to really be able to help these kids. And you're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk here on Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. We'll be right back after the break.
There are a lot of signs on the side of the road right now, which means an election is coming up. Sure, name recognition is good. But in 2018, voters expect a little more than that. We can help. Radio is a great medium to tell voters more about yourself, your platform, and your goals. Our very own Melissa with Live 95 is ready to take your call at 256-339-5554. 256-339-5554. Live 95 can help get your message out to Coleman County.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Cullman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Cullman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Cullman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Cullman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Cullman County VOAD, call the Cullman County EMA at 739-5410. 739-5410. Email CullmanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Cullman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Cullman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster.
Live 95 is Cullman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
All right, we are just going to continue right along. Thank you for joining us. And we are talking about, it's kind of a tough topic, but it is childhood obesity. And we are going to continue on, and I'm just going to share about five different ideas of if there's a child in your life, and it could be your own children, it could be your grandchildren, maybe a niece or nephew, or just anybody that has young children in their world. This is some great ideas to help the children of tomorrow. And it all starts with making healthier choices in our lives today. So that's the first thing. Transform your own life. You know, how much greater would that help you? But also, children naturally look to adults in their lives to be models for behavior. And the choices you make influence how children, and especially if they're your children, think about their own worlds. So if you put yourself on the path to optimal well-being, your children are more likely to follow. And then the second one is just talk to your children about your health journey as a practice and refine, you know, as a practice, just keep refining your habits to be healthier and make a conversation with your family about why you are making these choices and what your goals are. I mean, if you get the whole family involved, first of all, it's going to be funner, it's going to be easier, and it's just definitely you're going to be able to appreciate what you're doing together. So I just really encourage that, because having the support of the whole family, definitely I've seen so many families go a lot further that way. So the next one is turn being active into a family event. So when you go for a walk, take your children along, or perhaps play basketball or play catch or just play tag outside. On other occasions, perhaps you could schedule maybe a family hike. You could have a healthy picnic. You could share some active hobbies, maybe even something like martial arts or pick up a sport. There's nothing wrong with that. And then the number four is limit screen time. Tablets and phones, I mean, basically they are quick ways to occupy young children. But this quick solution might discourage them from being active instead. And encourage your children to read or pick up more physical hobbies like playing with toys or some form of athletics. Not to mention what the, you know, those, I mean, it's just like when kids get to use their imagination, it does something to their mind. It helps them. It helps them to blossom in different ways. And the last one is rethink classic parenting advice. So it may be some things that you learned as a kid that you don't even really recognize that you do. And one of them happens to be clean your plate. So if you force your children to always clean their plate before they leave the dinner table, that's something that you might want to think about. You know, maybe start them with some smaller portions. It was a physician that told me that children, especially toddlers, and this is the age group that we're talking about, is age 2 to 5, and that's the age that they've found that childhood obesity is on the rise. But children, usually around the age of 2, they are going to naturally stop eating when they feel full. Not even when they feel full, just basically when they feel satisfied. They have that gauge. When they don't have that gauge is when they start to have the food put in front of them and the quantities are so big, or it is refined carbohydrates, sugary sweets, and it hits that pleasure center of the brain, and that starts them on that roller coaster. But when they have good choices in front of them, and they're balanced choices, and they're definitely got more nutrition in them, they tend to be able to automatically and naturally know when they've had enough. And how beautiful is that? I just think that that was something I feel like I wasn't born with, but through the habits of health, you know, all these years later, I've been able to get that back for myself. So you might have another habit that you may have picked up from your family that you've passed down. And a lot of times it has to do with having a reward for doing something good. And, or you get bribed. You might be in the habit of maybe bribing the children in your life by saying, well, if you're really good, then we can have a cookie or something like that. But giving them a food reward, I really want to encourage everybody to just rethink that one. And then especially too, when there is something bad that happens, like for instance, maybe they play a baseball game and they lose, and then it's like everybody wants to cheer everybody up for going out for ice cream. And what happens is all these connections are made in our brain. And even as adults, I mean, here we are, we're grown up, we're adults, but we make that connection in our brain. When something bad happens, I'm going to feel better when I get ice cream, or I'm going to feel better when I eat that or get that or have that, or I have to have a reward. And it's just really about turning those habits around and what can we do instead. There's lots of different ways to reward kids and have it not be about food. And there's lots of ways just to let kids sit with feelings and talk about things instead of reward that with food as well to cheer them up. So the thing about doing those things is I don't think anybody intentionally wants to build kids up to incorporate unhealthy habits that are moving them towards an unhealthy outcome. But those good intentions of wanting to help, wanting to nurture, wanting to reward with food, that's what it does. It unintentionally helps them build habits of disease. So from here, the roles that we take as leaders in the optimal well-being movements, I mean, because we've got to choose to be healthy in this world. But if we can take a role as a leader in our family and around with the children around us, it's going to help us to transform not only the people close to us, but also our communities. And children truly are the future, and we should build that future out of habits of health, healthy habits, so that they can enjoy the rewards of a healthy and a very vibrant life. So I hope that that encourages somebody out there tonight, because it's really powerful stuff. And it's super easy just to be going along, doing what everybody else is doing, and be caught up in it and feel like you don't want to be the one that changes. You don't want to take the criticism from those around you that start to think of you as maybe a little abnormal, you know, a little bit, just a little bit eccentric, because you're not having your kid partake in all the junk around. Maybe your kid's the one that totes the grapes to school or something like that. But I just want to encourage you to stand firm in your decision to be healthy and to help your family be healthy, because there's nothing more important. I know that the physicians that are in my world, they have told me that when people are to the end of their life, they're not talking about they wish they had more time to spend at work, or they wish they had more money, or basically they're talking about the regrets, and they're talking about they wish they would have taken care of their health and their body. So it is really important. And I want you to know that if I can help you move forward in any way by helping you reach a healthy weight, maybe you need to reduce some inflammation, or you've got some stress in your life, or you just want to get on a path with some healthy habits, please reach out to me. And you can do that by emailing me at ColemanCoach@gmail.com. I'd be happy to give anybody a consultation that is absolutely free, and it includes a well-being assessment to learn about which areas of your lifestyle you'd like to improve and help you create an action plan to move forward. You can always come see us Saturday morning, 8 a.m. at the Red Door Cafe as well. We've always got great talk going on there. So you are in for a treat. We have got the Big D radio show coming up next, and stay tuned on Live 95, Coleman's own independent radio station. We'll see you next week.